Republic Factory Store or shop us online.
Big Ten football is back. And Minnesota plays tonight, too.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
So you can imagine the frustration contemplating my future and my big dreams when I couldn't even get on the field at a smaller college. Shout out to the UNI Panthers.
And shout out to you, Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. Cedar Rapids native set to join us tonight. You can hear from him at 6 o'clock. Welcome in. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. We got a good one lined up for you today. We tried to make it a better one. More on that coming up in just a bit. But Robert Gagliardi will be with us at the bottom of the hour. He covers the Wyoming Cowboys for papers in both Cheyenne and Laramie. Alex Halstead will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour tonight from 24/7 Sports. He covers Iowa State. They have the Panthers at Jack Trice Stadium Saturday night in the season opener. It is Thursday. That means Woodja is on the way. We have more tickets to see Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center and two more entries into the KGYM Listener Fantasy Football League will be handed out tonight. And as promised, they will be done so via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, which you should know the number by now. But if you don't, it's 319-366-1600. Big Ten football is back. Two games on tap tonight. Buffalo is at Minnesota. Row the boat. The PJ Fleck era kicks off at 6 o'clock inside TCF Bank Stadium. And then Ohio State in Bloomington to take on Indiana tonight. The College Game Day crew is there. It is a sellout at Memorial Stadium. This is probably the single biggest game in Indiana football program history tonight. They're a 3-touchdown underdog to Urban Meyer and the Buckeyes, but we can officially say Big Ten football is back. What's up, Alex? How'd everything go yesterday?
It went well.
How did you enjoy the open to the show?
I hate to bring this up, but I don't think the open to the show got saved. It was still Tuesday's open.
It didn't go over.
So we made our own little open.
And I had a special surprise for you yesterday. I bet I saved it under the wrong number when I put it into the system.
It's all right. We came up with our own little open from the movie. Are you familiar with the movie The Sixth Man?
I've seen it. I saw it once. It wasn't something that I was in a hurry to run out and buy the Blu-ray.
No, but the main character is Kenny. His brother is Antoine. So A and K all the way was their slogan. Alex and Kyle all the way. That was the open to our show.
Well, I saw you guys were a big hit on the text line. Just so you guys know, when I'm not here, I still get the text line popping up on my phone, so the jubilation over the host of the program not being here yesterday went straight to my phone. So just because I'm not here doesn't mean I don't know you guys are, and I say you guys, I'm talking to some of the listeners, are talking about me behind my back. I got to get them.
You see everything.
Delete that thing off my phone. Well, sometimes the app comes in handy when you're out and about, and we will be out and about tomorrow. It is Fry Fest. Very looking forward to being there. I think this is year number 5 or 6 that we have broadcast from Fry Fest, and it's always a great time. We will be there a little bit before we go on the air, but we will be doing the show from 4 until 7 tomorrow, so stop on by. I don't know what booth we will be at yet, but it's not too difficult to find us. Again, hopefully, fingers crossed, the Fry Fest folks put us somewhere near food and or items that would look good here in the KGYM studio, but it's a blind draw. We'll have to wait and see how things play out for us tomorrow. We'll start with Alex and me and then eventually transition to Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll join me for tomorrow's big hour, which is the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by our friends from Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Mitch King, former Hawkeye defensive lineman, set to join us in person at the booth at Fry Fest after 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So stop on by and say hi to number 47.
Yesterday, we brought on our sixth listener into the KGYM Fantasy Football League. Did you get a chance to hear how we did it?
I was told through the grapevine that you did a trivia question, which you know I don't like because you can Google and you can find the answer very easily. Was it a trivia question?
It was a trivia question, okay, but it was one that you couldn't Google very easily.
Okay.
I have one of my really good friends from Chicago, went to the University of Iowa, who comes up with these trivia questions, and I wanted to see if you can get this.
So you want to make $50 a night? I hear there's an opening.
Okay, four active NFL quarterbacks who have played for one team their entire career,
okay,
with 160 or more starts in the regular season.
In the regular season, okay. One of them just won another Super Bowl ring last year. That's Tom Brady. Let's see. How many starts?
160 or more.
160 more or more with the same team. Eli Manning. Ben Roethlisberger. And I bet I'm missing a really obvious one, aren't I? How about Matthew Stafford? Oh. Who's the fourth?
So you said Tom Brady.
I said Brady, Eli Manning, and
Rivers.
Ah, Philip Rivers is who I missed.
Yes. Matthew Stafford's at 109, and Aaron Rodgers is at 138.
Well, here's what we're doing today, and we're going to stretch this out over the course of 3 hours so as to make people who hate fantasy football as miserable as possible. I kid. But it's a lot easier for people as they come and go and in and out listening in the radio. I understand how radio works, believe it or not. Today on the text line, 319-366-1600, share with us your most creative fantasy football team name. And I guess this is opening Pandora's box, because if you Google fantasy football team names, a ton of them will come up and you can blatantly rip off somebody else's work. Kudos to somebody out there who comes up with a creative name for their fantasy football team, and it's their name, and you explain the story behind the name in the text. If you do that, you're going to get a little extra credit, and you're going to have a better shot at being selected for the Imon Communications Fantasy Football Listener League. We will take two more entries today, which will leave us two spots going into tomorrow's program. So today, from now throughout 6 o'clock hour, the 6 o'clock hour, we'll take your best fantasy football team names on the text line, 366-1600. And then at the end of the show tonight, we will reach out via the text line to you and let you know if you were one of the two people who we're not going to be able to respond to everybody. 366-1600. Again, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We've got a poll question from our friends at Emil's Hideaway. We're going to get to that coming up in just a little bit. But I opened the program today by saying I wanted today to be the best show that we've ever done, guest-wise. And it was going to be. We got Kurt Warner, man, Hall of Famer, Cedar Rapids native. Well, he's born in Burlington, technically, but grew up here in Cedar Rapids, went to Regis High School. And I thought, man, if we've got the opportunity to get Kurt Warner and one other big-time person who is in town right now, this is going to be a great show on Thursday. And we reached out, and they have nothing to do with this. This is on the individual. But we reached out to the Cedar Rapids Colonels. A lot of you were excited. You heard Torrey Hunter was in town. He was at the Colonels golf outing the other day. And I said, man, LaTroy Hawkins was great when he was in town.
Outstanding.
Outstanding. He came on the show. I think he would have given us another 20 minutes if we wanted to. Torrey Hunter doesn't want to come on the show.
And like Todd was saying, the Cedar Rapids Colonels made every effort.
Nah, dog.
But
I'm good. Did you tell him we're a Twins affiliate?
Nah, I told him
we're a Twins affiliate. Doesn't want to do any quote-unquote marketing. Well, it's not marketing. It's come on the show, talk baseball with us. Talk about your kid. Hell, I don't. He's 22 years old in Orem, Utah, playing for an Angels affiliate. And there's plenty to talk about. I wasn't going to ask him about any of the controversial things that he's said or done in his career, how he tarnished his legacy by saying some things that didn't sit well with a group of people that he may or may not think are equal to other groups of people. I wasn't going to ask him about any of that stuff.
But no, now you'll bring it up. It's okay.
I'm disappointed. I wanted to talk baseball with Torrey Hunter, but I think it goes to underscore how awesome LaTroy Hawkins was when he was with us. The Colonels, by the way, are home tonight, so you can go and heckle Torrey Hunter in the dugout and boo him for not wanting to come on the show.
Boo that man.
Boo. Boo. What did they ever do to you? They're taking on the Burlington Bees. 11-1 last night, they beat Burlington. Travis Blankenhorn has homered in four of the last six games for the Colonels. This is possibly the third to last game of the season at home for the Colonels. They're home tomorrow night. They wrap up the homestand, the Z102.9 Mug Club final one of the year. Regular season home finale for the Colonels tomorrow night. And then next Wednesday, they will be hosting Kane County in the first round of the Midwest League Western Division semifinals. And they announced yesterday, didn't necessarily announce, but Jeff Johnson at the Cedar Rapids Gazette shared that right-hander Tyler Wells will be getting the ball for the Colonels in what could very well be their final home game of the season. Colonels made another roster move today. They sent Joe Cronin up to the Florida State League and activated Amoris Minier from the disabled list. So they've been losing guys right and left over the last couple days. But this team is still poised, hopefully, to do good things in the Midwest League postseason, and that is right around the corner. We're going to talk a little bit more college football today, as you could expect. Robert Gagliardi joining us to give us a preview of the Wyoming Cowboys. Still about 5,000 tickets somewhere in the ballpark for the game Saturday morning in Iowa City. I don't get it, folks. You're either excited about Hawkeye football, you're fans, or what's going on this weekend that you don't want to go see a guy who could be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft? I understand Wyoming isn't Alabama, but you've got an opportunity for the rest of your life to say, yeah, I saw that guy in person. I remember seeing Tom Brady at Michigan. Remember Ben Roethlisberger at Miami the year that they played in Iowa City. I think that was 2003. But 5,000 tickets. Hopefully they move those. It's going to be, I think, a great day. Now, Jamie Pollard tweeted the other day, they're virtually sold out in Ames for you and I, Iowa State. That's the subject of our poll question today, KGYMradio.com. We did a little digging. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy, and came up with the offshore betting line for the Iowa State game, because you cannot, in the United States, in Las Vegas, usually get a line on games that involve teams from the FCS level. Iowa State is a 9.5-point favorite over you and I on Saturday night at Jack Trice Stadium. So we ask you today, which side would you choose? You can be an Iowa State fan and say they win by 7, so you would be voting for you and I in that case, because we're giving you 9.5 points. Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
We are already getting a good amount of team names flying
team names,
in. On
team
the
names
asking,
are flying in.
Some good ones.
I don't want to spoil anything. Are any of the fantasy football team names related to Torrey Hunter?
None yet. Okay. No one has taken that low-hanging fruit yet.
Okay. Well, I'm just giving you a little bit of an opportunity there to get the creative juices flowing. I got to call Tommy. Tommy, he's our guy. You couldn't have put in a good word and said, no, man, go on the show. It's harmless. They're good people. They're equal. Just like you, me, and everybody else.
No.
I'll always remember Torrey Hunter as a player for the catch in the All-Star game.
Again, of Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds at Miller Park, in Milwaukee. The infamous All-Star game that led to, quote-unquote, this time it counts. And it counted for several years moving forward until Rob Manfred came on the scene and said, yeah, we're going to undo the Bud Selig rule about the All-Star game, which, thank goodness, that no longer matters to home field. I watched the Cubs game last night. Holy cow. I think they're still scoring runs on the Pirates. Couldn't believe that last night. They got good news today, by the way. One of their key pieces to the rotation will be returning. And nobody loses their spot in the starting rotation moving forward. I think you're going to hear about that coming up in a few minutes on the Cubs report, which is scheduled to run on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the program, thanks to our friends at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. We got a high school football game tonight. Big one for you here on KGYM. It's the Kolach Bowl between Cedar Rapids Prairie and Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Scott Unash will have the call from Kingston Stadium tonight at 7 o'clock. He'll get underway with the pregame. Keep the fantasy football team names coming in on the text line, 366-1600. Remember, the two best fantasy football team names and extra points, extra credit given to creativity. And if you've got to explain it and it takes two or three texts, maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
Probably not.
It's like telling people be creative and you've got 16 seconds and some of them work and some of them don't, but that's the beauty of it. So fantasy football team names, the two ones that we like the best, will wind up getting spots in the league. That draft, by the way, you need to be able to attend the draft. It's next Tuesday night at Brick Alley Sports Pub and Bar in Marion. We'll get you all the details. It's going to start a little bit after 7:30. And we want to say a big thank you. Brick Alley does not have food at their bar. So they have allowed us very graciously to partner with our friend Mark from Chick-fil-A Lindale. And we're going to have some wonderful Chick-fil-A sandwiches for everybody there on Tuesday night, which Kyle, I understand, has to go and pick up the chick. Kyle, I know how many chicken sandwiches there's supposed to be on Tuesday night, so please do not eat any.
We will count every single one of them before we start.
And if there's one in there with extra pickles, that was my special order. I've got to have extra pickles on my Chick-fil-A sandwiches. But again, big thank you going out to Mark and the Lindale Chick-fil-A location. They were great sponsors, great help throughout the season with Lunchbox Heroes. And now that school's back in session and summer's essentially over, we're done with Lunchbox Heroes. But a thank you to everybody that helped participate and make Lunchbox Heroes great again for another season. 319-366-1600. Vote in the poll question. It's available for you at KGYMRadio.com. Super excited. Kurt Warner, you'll hear from him. We have a look. Here's how things work with stuff like this, because we've tried for years. I say we, KGYM, has tried to get Kurt Warner live on the air with us for a very long time, and it just has never worked out. But they had this thing he's promoting for U.S. Cellular, the most valuable coach, and you get 10 minutes. Your window is 10 minutes. So it's not going to be probably the most in-depth segment with Kurt Warner, but you're going to hear from him. He's going to be here with us on KGYM tonight. Looking forward to it. Alex Halstead from 24/7 Sports. And coming up in just a few minutes, the Wyoming Cowboy perspective, the inside dope from Robert Gagliardi. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, and you, the listener. Believe it or not, you're part of the show, too. You just don't get paid like we do. Back with more after this.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
425, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Don't forget your chance to win with us coming up before 7 o'clock tonight. We've got tickets to see Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center. That concert is coming up next week, September 9th. And we'll have your opportunity to get your hands on them if you would rather purchase them. Well, they happen to be available online at Ticketmaster.com, where you can swing by the U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids to pick them up as well. We mentioned this already, Big Ten football kicking off tonight. What do you guys think of Big Ten football on August 31st? Good idea, bad idea? 319-366-1600. If you were an Iowa Hawkeye fan, what would you think about having to gear up to go to Kinnick Stadium on a Thursday night for the conference opener, or having to go somewhere else as Ohio State's fans are bombarding Bloomington right now? That game is a sellout, and it's not all sold out with Indiana fans. I can guarantee you that. Media guide day in Bloomington. They will take a picture of that stadium filled to capacity.
Well, it's all red, so they can say
it's different shades. Yeah, and you just go in and you edit the photo. Yeah, that's how it works. They love Wisconsin and Ohio State, especially during the lean years at Indiana. A couple of names reportedly is still in the mix to be traded. Today is August 31st. Trade deadline for waiver deals. Justin Verlander continues to have his name floating around out there. And Pete Rose has been ousted at Fox, according to media reports. CBS Sports has the story. There was a report a couple weeks ago that Pete Rose, many years ago, perhaps had relations with some really young girls. I won't use the term women because I'm not sure biologically if that's correct, given the ages that were reported.
It probably is not.
But if you're Pete, I would probably hang it up at this point. No more Skechers commercials. No more signing the autographs for $50 a pop at the casinos in Las Vegas. I think I would probably just keep a low profile, fade off into the dustbin of history. And I don't know, does that affect his... I think he would get into the Hall of Fame eventually after he's dead. I've said that a million times. Now I'm wondering, does this affect that?
I still don't think he was. He's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
There's some real bad hombres in the Hall of Fame. I mean, Babe Ruth was no saint. Ty Cobb was a terrible human being. There's guys in the Hall of Fame that have done drugs. There's guys in the Hall of Fame that have done performance-enhancing drugs. So it's not a hall of saints, but Pete Rose was already facing an uphill battle anyway, and I wonder if this will affect moving forward, again, after he passes away, because they don't want him to be able to monetize being in the Hall of Fame. But I do think he's one of the greatest hitters and played the game for a really long time at a high level, but he was a tremendous hitter. He wasn't a power hitter, but the guy could get on base and people appreciated the way that he played the game. Some of the things, and I say some, most of the things he did off the diamond, though, not helping his case. 319-366-1600. We had someone on the text line with an Al Cowlings reference during 1994, the O.J. Simpson trial. Some people know how to aim right for my heart. And then there are other people trying to incorporate my family members into the, and that's not going to help you. As a matter of fact, it may get you blocked from the text line. Let's send it over. Once we block somebody, by the way, you can't unblock them. So keep that in mind. You too, keep that in mind as you monitor the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, because once you get dumped, you're banned for life from the text line until you get a new phone number. Send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, the sponsor for tomorrow's Fry Fest in Coralville.
Iowa State released its basketball schedule today, and they'll play an exhibition against Emporia State on November 5th, begin the regular season at Mizzou on November 10th, and open at home against Milwaukee on November 13th. They'll host Iowa on December 7th and UNI on December 16th, before opening Big 12 play at home against Kansas State on December 29th. The Colonels made a roster move today, promoting infielder Joe Cronin to Fort Myers and activating Amoris Minier from the 7-day DL. Manager Tommy Watkins has also decided on his playoff rotation. Tyler Wells will be on the mound for Game 1 with the Kane County Cougars next Wednesday, followed by Tyler Watson and Charlie Barnes. Clark Beaker, Sean Poppin, and Anthony Marzi would have been the top three, but all those guys were promoted just within the last month. The regular season isn't quite over yet, however, and the Colonels beat Burlington 11-1 last night in Game 1 of their final home series, and they'll play Game 2 tonight at 6:35 with Tyler Wells and Luis Madero on the hill. The Twins also won 11-1 last night over the White Sox, but there's no game for you tonight because they finished that series earlier today. The Twins won with a hop-off hit by pitch by Max Kepler to win 5-4. We do have some high school football action, though. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Prairie butting heads tonight, beginning after our show, and you can hear Scott Unash make that call on all three KGYM frequencies.
The Twins avoided some really bad news if you were watching that game last night. Byron Buxton injured his hand, and there was some thought that perhaps he'd be joining Miguel Sano on the disabled list, but the Twins have said today that it's just a little bit of a bruise, and he would actually be available as a pinch runner. They thought he would be available if they needed him to run the bases today, so good news there. Byron has a history of being injured, and it looks like he dodged a bullet last night. Let's learn more about the Wyoming Cowboys. They're coming to Kinnick Stadium on Saturday morning. Robert Gagliardi joins us next.
This Bottom of the Hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott should find out by early next week about the appeal of his six-game suspension under the personal conduct policy. His appeal hearing ended today in New York. Elliott was accused of domestic violence. After a fourth back surgery earlier this year, Tiger Woods is now cleared to chip golf balls. He hasn't played in a tour event since January. Woods is expected to be an assistant captain for Team USA at the upcoming President's Cup. The NBA fines the Los Angeles Lakers $500,000 for tampering. An independent investigation found that Lakers GM Rob Pelinka communicated with the agent for Paul George while he was under contract to the Pacers. George was later traded to the Thunder. On the baseball scoreboard, the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers 8-1 in the fifth inning. The Dodgers right now on their longest losing streak of the year at four straight. Finals today, the Astros beat the Rangers 5-1. Twins beat the White Sox 5-4. Roger Federer is down 2-1 right now against Mikhail Yuzny on ESPN2.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, you save with a $24.99 oil change special. Get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional or high-mileage oil and an STP oil filter for up to $5.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order windows and doors. including installed windows, entry, interior, and storm doors, patio doors, even garage doors. If you've been thinking about an update for your windows or doors, but you've been looking for just the right time, this is the opening you've been waiting for. Come fill it with select windows and doors. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 13th. Installed windows available in select markets only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The 4,000 ASC certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only, claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back in, 4:35, and I just saw one of the greatest things I think I have come across all day on social media. Twitter can sometimes be an absolute cesspool, but sometimes you see a video or a little snippet of something that just absolutely warms even the coldest of hearts. And the Iowa basketball program shared via Twitter a few minutes ago video of Kenny Arnold stopping by Iowa's practice today and hanging out with the current Hawkeyes. Kenny continuing to battle the health problems that have plagued him for 30 years, but what a great sight to see him at Carver Hawkeye Arena today with the Hawkeyes. And we're talking a little basketball today. Kyle mentioned Iowa State, the men and women both getting their Big 12 schedules released today. The full schedule is now out for Iowa State. Iowa's was out a couple weeks ago, but we can't be talking basketball right now. We just can't. Not with Minnesota kicking off tonight against Buffalo and Indiana and Ohio State set to get after it on ESPN. All of those games take a backseat, though, to Kinnick Stadium. And Saturday morning, 11 a.m., we'll preview it for you at 9 a.m. on 106.3 and 107.5 FM, our South and North Gym frequencies, back for another year. It's Before the Boom, our one-hour pregame show, a couple hours before kickoff, and then make sure you join us at Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for the postgame show after the final gun. Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, and Alex, I'll be checking in from Kinnick Stadium after what most people believe will be a Hawkeye victory. But here to give us a little bit more information about the opponent and why it may not be that easy for the Hawkeyes to win their opener, it's Robert Gagliardi. He covers the Cowboys for newspapers in Cheyenne and Laramie. Robert, thank you for taking the time to join me on the program today. And first question right out of the gate, when did you realize that Josh Allen had the chance to have what could be a very special career in Laramie?
Well, I think we kind of got a glimpse of it in the season opener last year with Northern Illinois, you know, a projected to be a very good Northern Illinois team, and, you know, led them from behind in regulation to get into overtime and made some plays in overtime, scored the game-winning touchdown on a run where I think it was a 8 or 9 yard run, but I think he ran about 30 yards to get into the end zone. And you kind of maybe got the sense there might be something special. And then, you know, as the season went on with, you know, come from behind victories against Boise State and, you know, some of the spectacular throws that he made and just extending plays with his feet, you could just kind of tell. But I think, you know, that first game with Northern Illinois, now the season before that, he started the second game of the season but played only 13 plays after trying to take on a tackler head on and got his collarbone broken in 7 places. And then you even saw some flashes. But until you saw him in a full game, I think that first game gave fans an indication that there could be something pretty special there.
I see a lot of people talking about the numbers last year. They were good. There were some blemishes, 15 interceptions, 56% completion percentage. And I know that for people like us that didn't get to watch the Cowboys day in and day out, numbers can be misleading. So my question for you is, as someone who watched the team up close, what kind of year did Josh Allen have last year? And what does he need to improve on this fall?
Well, as far as the improvement, and you guys just hit on it, you know, he has to cut down on the interceptions and he has to increase that completion percentage. And, you know, one advantage that he has going into this season, obviously a year older, but also a year to study himself. I mean, I think that was a big part of last season that really helped Josh, was able not just to go back and look at film of, you know, learning how to, you know, read defenses or what teams are doing, but to self-analyze himself. And those are the biggest improvements that Josh Allen needs to make. And he will be the first to admit, he said a lot of the interceptions, you know, his last pass he threw last season in the Poinsettia Bowl with BYU was an interception. And he says it was a stupid mistake. He goes, now 10 times out of 10, I'd have thrown that out of bounds or something. Although he had a running back wide open down the sideline, that might have been a touchdown. But those are the things that need to improve. And that's what I think I'll be interested in this season, whether it's Saturday there at Kinnick Stadium or throughout the season, of just how far Allen's maturity has gone. But it's a fine line, guys, because, you know, how he can extend plays and, you know, there's that quote-unquote gunslinger mentality that he has. And a lot of those things is kind of what makes Josh Allen a potentially a real special type of guy, especially at the next level. But a lot of those special abilities and things that he did can also mean a lot of bad things at the pro level and even at this level of college football. So that'll be really interesting to see. But I do think Josh Allen had a good year. But what also helped Josh Allen a lot was a running back that, you know, like Brian Hill last year, that gained so many yards and a consistent running game. And now that he's gone, three guys look to replace him, and how that dynamic works will be very interesting to see how that goes.
That was going to be my next question for you, Robert. One guy isn't going to come into Iowa City and beat Iowa, so what else is there on the offensive side of the ball for Craig Bohl?
Well, you know, there are, like I said, three running backs will get a shot at running the ball, and, you know, they say that, you know, they'll ride the hot hand late, and how they find that hot hand, or even if a hot hand can be established against that front seven against Iowa, will be kind of interesting to see that develop. You know, his top two receiver, well, top three receivers, one of which was a tight end, are gone. But a guy that came on late last year is a sophomore named C.J. Johnson. His dad played quarterback at Nebraska. You know, C.J. did some good things last year. I think it's safe to say he's the number one option going into this season, although maybe others will establish themselves. But, you know, he's a pretty nice weapon to have back there, just a very smooth, sleek type of guy. So I think that's something for fans to watch. And then, you know, other than that, you know, Austin Conway's a young kid, a sophomore who came to Wyoming to play basketball, but was a high school quarterback and just loved football. And I think realized he loved football more than basketball. And, you know, he's good in – he's a slot receiver. He's going to return punts. You might see him on some jet sweeps. Things like that. A pretty versatile guy that shown some playmaking ability last season.
In your opinion, who was the bigger loss offensively for Wyoming? Was it Tanner Gentry, who was the 1,300-yard receiver, or the 1,000-yard rusher now with the Atlanta Falcons, Brian Hill?
Oh, boy. Can I say yes and yes? You know, the way that Josh Allen established a rapport with Tanner Gentry was really impressive last year, guys. And, you know, I've always said, you know, the difference between good quarterbacks and great quarterbacks is how good he makes the guys around him. Well, to Tanner's defense, Tanner Gentry made Josh Allen look pretty good at times last year with some of the spectacular catches that he had, you know. But I'll be honest, guys, I feel a lot better. If you're a Wyoming fan, I feel much better if Tanner Gentry was in a Wyoming uniform come Saturday. But that consistent running attack with Brian Hill, I would probably have to go with Hill right now. I mean, it's hard to replace the production that Gentry had, but that running game made Wyoming, you know, you just couldn't key on one thing. And I'd have to say it would have to be Brian Hill, I guess. That's my long answer to that one.
Wyoming beat writer Robert Gagliardi joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on a Thursday night. Wyoming, of course, coming to Kinnick Stadium Saturday morning for the season opener against the Hawkeyes. Craig Bohl at the helm of this program as background with Nebraska, of course, before they came to the Big Ten, but went up to North Dakota State, turned the Bison into winners, and now trying to change the culture and do the same thing again at Wyoming after that program had lost its way. What has Craig Bohl been able to do up there to bring this program along as quickly as he has been?
Well, I think what he's done is he had a pretty clear vision of what he wanted to do when he got here, and even though there's been some bumps in the road, him and his staff have stuck to it. You know, he's 4-8 the first year, which wasn't horrible, you know, and he had a lot of seniors. And then year two, you think, oh, maybe they'll, you know, make some strides. And then it was 2-10. It was almost like starting over again. And some fans were wondering, hey, did they hire the right guy? Oh, he's an FBS or FCS coach. And we went through that with Joe Glenn a few years earlier. And, you know, but he didn't waver from his plan of how he wants to do things, how he wants to build it. And he also, you know, knew the kind of infrastructure that he wanted. And thanks in large part to Craig Bohl, and not just him, there were a lot of others involved. You know, they're adding a $44 million addition onto their football facility that I think Wyoming feels that could be a difference maker for them in recruiting as far as being a developmental program and luring guys that, you know, maybe not the 4- and 5-star guys, but the guys that they can truly develop into really quality football players. And that vision didn't waver from day one, even though there's been some bumps, and perhaps there may be more bumps to come. But Craig Bohl and his staff didn't waver from what they wanted to do, and I think that's what's got them to where they're at right now.
For Wyoming fans, the good news on the defensive side of the football is that 9 starters are returning. The bad news is they gave up over 34 points per game last year. What kind of changes does first-year defensive coordinator Scotty Hazleton want to bring to that side of the ball?
Well, you know, that'll be interesting to see, but I do know one thing they want to do is last year, and even in the last few years, I mean, Wyoming is basically just a man coverage team, and they put their cornerbacks on islands and took their chances and played their safeties up to stop the run. And a lot of times, guys, those corners really had no business being in man coverage at all, let alone as much as they were. You know, all those corners are back, and so they're experienced. But, you know, two of their better defensive players are their two safeties, and Andrew Wingert and Marcus Epps, both juniors. And I think what Scotty Hazleton wants to do is utilize those guys' skill sets more. So you could see them still certainly play against the run, but more in pass coverage and take maybe some pressure off some of the corners and stuff. So I think more than anything, again, you know, before first games, you're always curious what you're going to see. But I think, you know, they want to utilize the skills of two of their better defensive players to maybe make more plays on the ball. So I think that's probably the biggest change or difference we may see in this defense.
What are the expectations among Wyoming fans for this team this season? Because I've heard Wyoming's name thrown around there as a team that could maybe possibly be in that Western Michigan role this year of the FBS team who is outside the Power 5 conference, Power 5 conferences that could be in a position to make some noise. Locally there in Wyoming, what are people expecting of this group?
Well, I think there's probably some that think that, you know, it's Fiesta Bowl or bust, and I think that's a little lofty, you know. To be honest, though, guys, and I'm not trying to downgrade it. I, you know, after winning the division last year, I think fans would like to see him make another run at that. But consistent success is the next step for this program. I mean, Wyoming football has not had back-to-back winning seasons since 98-99, you know. And just when you think, you know, maybe they're making a step up to do that, it's just been a roller coaster ride for the most part. And I'm not saying that fans would be elated with 7-5 or 6-6, but that's still a step in the direction. I think 8 or 9 wins could be possible, but you know that this is a different season, a different year, different team, and all that. But just as long as fans don't see a 5-7, 4-win thing, and just see things go in the tank, you know, they win 7 or 8 games, are competitive, and have a chance to win the Mountain Division again in the Mountain West, I think fans would be happy with that. I just don't think they want to see, you know, go from 8 wins back down to 3 and then just continue the roller coaster ride.
All right, Robert, have a safe trip to Iowa City. We'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys. I sure appreciate it.
Robert Gagliardi, the beat writer who covers the Wyoming Cowboys for publications in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. There you go. Maybe not this year's Western Michigan Broncos, but a team that could have a shot at putting a great season together in the Mountain West. And if they want to do anything more than that, they need to come to Iowa City and try to steal a victory in week one of the season. Odds of that happening, I would sit here and say fairly long, but we've seen Iowa lose some non-conference games that maybe it shouldn't have, and we've seen Iowa lose some non-conference games that were probably coin tosses, one of them being last year's Week 3 contest against North Dakota State, which I think a section of the fan base probably still hasn't gotten over. But Josh Allen, worth the price of admission. tickets, I think, are still available, as we mentioned earlier, at HawkeyeSports.com. And then, of course, next week, it's Iowa State on the horizon. So a good opportunity for Wyoming to no, Iowa doesn't look ahead, not with Kirk Ferentz as the head coach. Not in 19 years. I don't recall more than one or two games where perhaps Iowa was looking ahead on the schedule. 4:49, we've got controversy surrounding the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. Go figure. We'll tell you just exactly what one of the teams is unhappy about regarding the other team when we return after this. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 106.3 and 107.5 FM and 1600 AM. Back with more after this.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. After last night's offensive explosion over the Pirates, the Cubs keep the good news rolling today as it was announced John Lester will rejoin the team's starting rotation Saturday afternoon in time for Game 3 of their four-game series against Atlanta at Wrigley Field. The left-hander, who has been on the disabled list since August 18th with left shoulder fatigue, threw an encouraging 50-pitch bullpen session on Wednesday. So who loses their spot in the starting rotation? Well, nobody. Joe Maddon will employ a six-man rotation, at least in the short term. That keeps lefty Mike Montgomery on track to start Sunday's finale against the Braves. In less than encouraging injury news, shortstop Addison Russell experienced pain in his right foot Wednesday and was scratched from a rehab appearance with AAA Iowa. Russell's been on the shelf since August 3rd with a strain in that same right foot.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Welcome back in 4:52. Big thank you going out to Robert Gagliardi joining us to talk a little Wyoming Cowboy football. We've got more guests on the way, though. Alex Halstead will kick off hour number two. We'll get you the Iowa State perspective on the Cyclone season opener at Jack Trice Stadium Saturday night. They're taking on Northern Iowa. 7 o'clock kickoff under the lights. We'll have that for you on 1600 AM with John Walters on the call. Woodge is on the way as well today, and at 6 o'clock we catch up with Cedar Rapids native and Hall of Famer Kurt Warner. The Cubs and the Brewers, first and second place in the National League Central. They've gone back and forth off the diamond over a couple issues this year. Remember, the Brewers were very upset about a game that was rained out earlier this year when the sun was out, and Brewers manager Craig Counsell said it's the first time they've ever had to treat players for sunburn the day after a rainout. Well, the two teams are back at it again. They're scheduled to play next Friday at Wrigley Field, and what was originally going to be an afternoon game, which they're accustomed to playing on Fridays at Wrigley, well, the Cubs have decided that now it's going to be a night game. 7 o'clock first pitch. They had to get special permission from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel because the Cubs have already fulfilled their limit of night events at Wrigley Field. And as you can imagine, now the Milwaukee Brewers are upset that the Cubs have changed the game time. This will be historic. The Cubs have never played a regular season Friday night game at home at Wrigley Field. Ever. They've always played on Friday during the afternoon. Wow. Brewers are not happy. They think the Cubs are doing this to mess with them. And my response would be, what time are most Friday games are played normally at night? This is not out of the ordinary. It should be normal for them. But I guess when you're in the heat of the pennant race and you think that the team may or may not be doing this to get an upper hand, I guess you can cry foul. I just hope that it doesn't rain and Craig Council's boys don't need sunscreen next Friday. Send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
State released its basketball schedule today, and they'll play an exhibition against Emporia State on November 5th, begin the regular season at Mizzou on November 10th, and open at home against Milwaukee on November 13th. They'll host Iowa on December 7th and UNI on December 16th before opening Big 12 play at home against Kansas State on December 29th. The Colonels made a roster move today, promoting infielder Joe Cronin to Fort Myers and activating Amoris Minier from the 7-day DL. Manager Tommy Watkins has also decided on his playoff pitching rotation. Tyler Wells will be on the mound for Game 1 with the Kane County Cougars next Wednesday, followed by Tyler Watson and Charlie Barnes. Clark Beaker, Sean Poppin, and Anthony Marzi all would have been included in that top three, but they were all promoted in the last month. The regular season isn't quite over yet, however, and the Colonels beat Burlington 11-1 last night in Game 1 of their final home series, and they'll play Game 2 tonight at 6:35. It's going to be Tyler Wells against Luis Madera. The Twins also won 11-1 last night over the White Sox, but there's no game for you tonight because they finished that series earlier today. The Twins won with a hop-off, hit-by-pitch by Max Kepler to win 5-4. But we do have some high school football action for you. We'll have Cedar Rapids Jefferson and Cedar Rapids Prairie butting heads tonight beginning after our show, and you can hear Scott Unash on the call on all three KGYM frequencies.
Here's why the Brewers are upset about this. They have a day off on Thursday. The Cubs are scheduled to play a night game in Pittsburgh Thursday night. So the Brewers are thinking that they would have the advantage on the Cubs, who would have to travel overnight to return to Chicago and then turn around and play a day game against a team on that would have full rest from the day before. Fair or foul?
There's only one answer to this. It's foul. I kid. I look at the text line, 3530 says, Cubs are cheating again.
You can't deny the gamesmanship there. Fair, I'm not ready to call it.
I'm not going to call it foul, but yeah, there's some gamesmanship.
Exactly. Not necessarily a foul, but you see the advantage that they're trying to, maybe not even get for themselves, but they're definitely trying to cancel out an advantage that
getting
the Brewers
a little bit of
would
sleep.
Have.
319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you want in to the IMON Communications Fantasy Football Listener League, you need to text us your most creative fantasy football team name to 366-1600. We will do this throughout the show. We're taking two entries today, so we'll choose two people with the most creative names. I don't think we'll announce this on the air. There's too many of them right now. We're going to have to sit down and sift through them. So we will text you tonight if you are one of the two people that we choose. Tomorrow, we'll let everybody know who the winners are, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that there's probably 80 texts right now, and there's just no way to do that on the air and make the program any less interesting than it normally is. So 319-366-1600, yeah, I said what I said, and keep the text coming. We'll pick two winners and let you know. Also, tickets to see Alan Jackson at the U.S. Cellular Center September 9th. They are on the way for you coming up in hour number two. Would you on the way? Alex Halstead talks Cyclone Sports with us after this break.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event are here, and so is our best offer of the year on F-150. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, sale ends September 5th. Whoa, 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 it's always a good time. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time is running.